Proclamation number 8072, dated the January 5th, 1962. The near end demands increased vineyard work. Every one of you is reminded to consider the gravity of the time. No one among you should take it easy. No one should believe themselves to have much time left. Each one of you who wants to do so shall still work diligently in my vineyard, for everyone's work is needed, since it can still result in the salvation of a soul if it is carried out with a loving will to help. I see the many unhappy souls which still linger so far away from me because they live without faith and only make use of their life on earth in a purely material way. And I will guide you to wherever I can still see an opportunity to win them over through my word. That is, I will guide your thoughts and actions such that they will obtain possession of my gift of grace, of my word, which flows to you from above. Rest assured that you can still greatly contribute towards the redemption of erring souls. You just should not let yourselves become discouraged. You must constantly work, and I shall truly give you the strength so that you will be able to work according to my will. And you should also take note of the fact that you will be able to discover a greater will to live and increased self-indulgence the closer it gets to the end. For people don't believe in an end and thus will uninhibitedly satisfy their wishes and cravings. And it will be just like it was at the time of the flood. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, they will live in an exuberant lust for life, and the floodgates will be wide open for sin. For my adversary will have predominance and will certainly make use of it. And this is the time you are approaching, and everyone who fails to remember me and does not appeal for my protection and help will be at risk. However, anyone who believes in me will also turn to me, and he will not go astray. And anyone who wants to be of service to me may also experience my special grace, yet he shall also pay attention to my instructions, which will only ever consist of doing redeeming work. And you can do this constantly by referring the people around you to the coming event, by admonishing and warning them, by conveying my word to them wherever possible. Every such activity will be blessed, even if the success is not immediately obvious. So don't get discouraged if you come across all kinds of opposition. Don't stop in your willingness to be a helpful co-worker for me. Consider the great spiritual hardship and carry out redemption work by distributing my gospel, by spreading my word, which is greatly effective and can touch those souls which are not yet entirely hardened belong to my adversary. And very soon you will realize the truth of my word, since you are approaching the end with giant strides. For the time is fulfilled, and it will come to pass as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.